Thank you for listening to a message from the Manhattan Church of Christ. The following sermon was recorded during our Saturday evening worship service. We hope that this message will be helpful to you and encourage you to explore the Word of God. And now, this week's message.
Fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Then who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees, who had been sent, questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied. "But among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I myself did not know him. But the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one."
There's a song that came out about 10 years ago. I'm guessing it's about 10 years ago, and you guys may know it. It's by the country singer Brad Paisley, and it's called "Online." Has anyone heard of this song? Do you know this song? It's hilarious. I think it is such a funny song. And when it came out 10 years ago, I really, really thought it was funny, and I still think the lyrics are very funny. I'm just going to read you a little bit. Well, what it is he's created this character of himself as someone who is, as the chorus says, "I'm so much cooler online." And he talks about the persona he has created online, and he compares who he is online to who he is in real life. And back then it was MySpace, so he's talking about who he is on MySpace. But he says, "I work down at the pizza pit. I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight." But then he says, "But online, I'm down in Hollywood. I'm 6'5" and I look really good. I drive a Maserati, I'm a black belt in karate, and I love a good glass of wine. I'm so much cooler online." So he had created a picture of who he was online that was not at all like who he really was. He also says, "When I get home, I kiss my mom and she fixes me a snack. I head down to my basement bedroom and fire up my Mac." But he says, "Online, I live in Malibu, I post for Calvin Klein, I've been in GQ, I'm single and I'm rich, and I've got a set of six-pack abs that'll blow your mind." in real life, this cracks me up, in real life, the only time I've ever been to L.A. was when I got a chance with the marching band to play tuba in the Rose Parade. So this is who he really is. He really is this guy that lives in his parents' basement. He works at the pizza place. And, you know, he's a pretty average-looking guy. And he plays the tuba. But online, he's a model. And he has this fancy car. And, you know, when I heard this song back in the day, I thought it was hilarious. And I also thought it was interesting because social media was totally new. And so I was like, what a crazy idea to have a picture of, to present a picture of who you are online that's so different from who you really are. But 10 years later, the song is actually not quite as funny. I still think the words are funny, but what he's doing is so common. It's what we do. And we all know that. Now that we've had these years of social media, we know that we create a picture online that looks a certain way. All of us. We post pictures of ourselves that we want people to see. And we make comments that affect the way people see us. And we like things that affect the way people see us. Whatever your social media of choice is, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat or whatever, what you're posting is creating a picture of how you want people to see you. It's an interesting question to think of, who am I? Who am I? We ask ourselves that every day. We ask each other that. You go somewhere and you meet someone, they say, well, who are you? And so, well, where do you start? I'm a woman. I'm white. I'm a Californian, I always say. I'm a mom. You can see that in my social media pictures. You know, I'm always posting pictures of myself with my kids. It's really important to me. I'm a minister. But all these things that we think of, well, where'd you go to school? How much school did you do? What kind of grades do you get? What kind of clothes do you wear? Who are you? And all of these things affect who we think we are when we ask that question to ourselves or when we think of other people asking us that question, and they really do. Who are you? Who'd you vote for? It's a big one, right? Tell me about your family. What's your family like? All of these things. And the truth is, our families do give us some, you know, real qualities. Some of who we are comes from our family. But in some ways, we aren't our families. We're our own people. But this question, who are you? Who are you? We ask and we answer it every day. And it's really important to think about how we answer that question, how we think of that question, because how we answer that question is going to affect how we live. It's going to affect the things we do and the things we say and how we feel. Who are you? So we have this passage in John. I'm going to just pick it up here. John chapter 1, verse 19, and John the Baptist is preaching, and the leaders come to him, and they ask him that question, who are you? And so first he says, I'm not the Christ. And they say, well, who are you? Are you Elijah? And he says, I'm not Elijah. And they say, well, who are you? Are you the prophet? Are you Moses? I'm not Moses. Well, who are you? So John replies, finally, after three times telling him who he's not, he says, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, make the Lord's path straight. So let's look at those for a second. First, John tells them who he's not. And I just want to take a minute here and sort of look at John's example as he answers this question, who are you? He tells him who he's not. I'm not Elijah. I'm not the Messiah. I'm not the prophet. And we do that too, and that's actually pretty important. Sometimes we don't even know how to answer the question of who we are, but we can answer the question of who we're not. Sometimes it's, I'm not going to be a certain way. I'm not someone that lies. I'm kind. I'm not someone who's mean. I'm not sure that I'm always kind, but I'm not mean. That's not who I am, right? Maybe we want to say, well, I'm not my mom. I'm not my dad. You may know my family, my family of origin, but that's not who I am. So we can define ourselves by saying who we're not. We might say that with, we might say, I'm not like all of the other Mets fans, you know, like some group that we get lumped in with, but that's not me. I want you to know that that's not who I am. So that's an important, it's an important part of figuring out who we are. But then look at what John does next. He goes to his Bible. When he says, I'm the voice crying in the wilderness, make the Lord's path straight, he's quoting Isaiah 40. And that's a really interesting example for us. Reading the Bible with an eye toward who am I? Who am I in this story? Who am I in God's story? And we can all follow John's example and read the Bible asking God, who am I? Who am I? I'm reading this story, who am I? And John's answer is, I'm a voice preparing the world for Jesus. And John, we have a very clear example of someone who has seen in the Bible exactly who he is. This is who I am. This is who I was created to be. I was created to be a voice preparing the world for Jesus. Some of us are voices. Some of us will read the Bible and realize that's exactly who we are too. And in a sense, we all are, but I think some more than others. Then finally, they say, well, why do you baptize? If you aren't the Christ, you're not Elijah, you're not the prophet, why are you doing the things you're doing? Who are you? And he says, someone greater stands among you whom you don't recognize. He comes after me, but I am not worthy to untie his sandals. And then a little later, he says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, this is the one about whom I said, he who comes after me is really greater than me because he existed before me. So do you hear what he's doing there? Who are you, John? He's answering in relation to Jesus. He's saying, Jesus is the one who came after me. Let me read it again so I can make sure I get the wording right. He who came after me is greater than me because he existed before me. So he has this sense that Jesus is coming after him, but he was really before him. And John knows who he is because of who Jesus is. Because he knows who Jesus is. So who John is defined in relation to who Jesus is. And that is the most important example that John is setting for us here. That all of us, when we think about who am I, every day, when we get dressed in the morning and we go out and present ourselves to the world, when we post pictures online, when we make our cute comments online that everyone's going to think we have a really good sense of humor because we're saying funny things, all of that. Ultimately, who we are is who we are in relationship to Jesus, who Jesus says we are. So who does Jesus say we are? Who does Jesus say you are? We're beloved children of God, right? We are partners with God in creating the world. In the creation, in the creative process. We are partners in the work of salvation, the work that Jesus is doing in the world. Jesus says, you're my partner. That's who you are. We're partners in the work of the kingdom of God. We're members of the kingdom of God. Who are we? Who are we in relation to Jesus? So when you find yourself wondering, and like I said, we all do every day, who am I? Go back to that and say, who's Jesus? And who am I in relation to Jesus? Who does Jesus say that I am? There's a song that I really love, another song. This one is by a Christian artist named Sarah Groves that some of you know. This was written quite a while ago. But I think the words are beautiful and speaks to this point. I'm going to read them to you. I don't know how to say this. I don't know where to stand. I don't know where to put my feet or where to put my hands. I've got them in my pockets. My fingers are freezing cold. They're wrapped around a ticket stub that's 4 weeks old, and I don't know how to say this. I think we figured out that the world is bigger than you and I. We've exhausted our wealth of knowledge, have no more answers for mankind. And we've had every conversation in the world about what is right and what has all gone bad. But have I mentioned to you that this is all I am? This is all that I have? I'm not trying to judge you. That's not my job. I'm just a seeker, too, in search of God. Somehow, somewhere, the subject became taboo, and I have no other way to communicate to you that this is all that I have. This is all that I am. And we've had every conversation in the world about what is right and what has all gone bad. But have I mentioned to you that this is all I am? This is all that I have. And I'd like to share with you what makes me complete. I don't claim to have found the truth, but I know it has found me. The only thing that isn't meaningless to me is Jesus Christ and the way he set me free. And this is all that I have. It's all that I am. Who are you? Look at Jesus, and you know who you are.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from the Manhattan Church of Christ. We are located at 48 East 80th Street in New York City. To hear previous podcasts, visit our website at www.manhattanchurch.org.